Hello everyone, welcome to our 14th video.
Hello.
We are very excited because we are starting a video series about Agile retrospectives. This is our first video. We will publish 5 videos and then, taking feedback from our audiences, we'll decide whether to continue the series or not. Okay, Mr. Izgi, I want to start with asking you how you would describe an agile retrospective.
Yes. First, I want to emphasize that although the title of our video contains the phrase agile retrospectives, the methods we are going to explain in this series are not limited to agile retrospective. One can use these methods in projects which aren't managed by using the agile approach. Actually, these methods can even be used outside the area of project management. All these methods are applicable to any kind of meeting conducted partially or completely as a workshop. From our agile point of view, the agile retrospective is a regularly occurring meeting. It can be held at the end of a sprint or iteration, or at the end of a release, or at the end of a project. On the other hand, many teams make retrospective meetings which are not regularly occurring and which are not conducted at the end of a stage. Many teams prefer to conduct it as a workshop. Participants explore their work results in order to improve both the processes and the product.
Can you explain to us the aim of our video series?
Sure. Our aim here is to teach the workshops performed in retrospective meetings.
How many states are there in an agile retrospective?
It is recommended that an agile retrospective meeting goes through 5 stages, as you see on the screen now. Number 1, set the stage. Number 2, gather data. Number 3, generate insights. Number 4, decide what to do. And number 5, close the retrospective.
Okay, we plan to cover all these stages in future videos. The topic of our current video is the check-in workshop performed in the first item, which is set the stage. In the next video in the series, we will cover another workshop performed in the set the stage. We plan to cover all 5 stages of Agile retrospective workshops in this video series.
Yes.
Mr. Izgi, you mentioned different types of retrospectives like sprint retrospective or iteration retrospective, release retrospective, and project retrospective. For which type of retrospective is the check-in workshop suitable?
Well, although it is applicable to all of them, one observes that it is mostly seen in an sprint retrospective or iteration retrospective.
What is the benefit of going through the check-in workshop?
It's a very short workshop. It doesn't take much time. Generally, about 5 minutes would be enough. The aim is to figure out the participants' concerns and try to make sure that these don't affect the meeting in a negative manner. Also, one receives clues about what the attendees expect from this retrospective meeting.
What does the meeting organizer do to start this workshop? In Scrum, this person can be the Scrum Master. It is also possible that the person is the project manager.
First, one should go over the usual steps which are valid for any meeting. You know, like a welcoming phrase, briefly going over the purpose of the meeting, reading the list, we chose the agenda items.
Yes, these are applicable to any kind of meeting.
Now, the Scrum Master or the project manager asks a short question to the participants, after which everyone answers this question in a round-robin fashion. A one-word answer or an answer as a short phrase is expected. It's okay if some people just don't want to answer and pass. After an answer, the meeting organizer might say thank you, but using phrases like "this was an excellent answer" is not recommended because the answer is just a single word or a short phrase.
What can be that question? Can you give an example?
This question must be chosen before the meeting starts. For example, the people are asked about their emotional state related to the spring or iteration, which is finishing now. The question might be, describe your thoughts about the spring or iteration, choosing only one of the following words written on the board. On the board, they see the following words: happy, hopeful, apprehensive, sad, angry.
What happens next?
This workshop gives valuable information to us. One conducts the rest of the meeting accordingly. The meeting organizer thinks about the reason why people responded like that. For example, if the majority of the people said happy, then one should think about the reasons why this sprint or iteration was so successful and manage the rest of the meeting keeping this fact in mind. On the other hand, if most of the people said angry, for example, then one thinks about the root causes of it and looks for ways of eliminating or mitigating them.
Thank you, Mr. Rizki. We have reached the end of video 14. Please subscribe to our channel. Thank you for watching us. Please subscribe to our channel and like our videos. You can support us from our Patreon page. Hope to see you in our next video.
We'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.